Presidential administrations are like the weights on a grandfather clock. They work steadily until the last minute when they hit bottom and stop cold. But that doesn't mean career federal managers can't still make a difference no matter when the next election is scheduled. We get more now from Mallory Barg Bowman, Director of Research at the Partnership for Public Service. Ms. Bowman, great to have you back.
Good morning.
What can managers do in this last year when they're kind of watching and not knowing really what the leadership is going to bring a year from now?
Sure. There's a lot of great examples of things that administrations have been able to accomplish in the final months of an administration. You know, I think back when my kids were little, neither of them were good sleepers. So I remember the advice I used to get about sleep training them and that type of thing.
You literally were awake at night thinking about these things.
That's exactly right. And one of the big rules was to always put them back on their backs to sleep. And what I didn't realize until recently was that was an initiative that happened in the final months of the Clinton administration, where Donna Shalala was the former secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services and was looking for what is something that can be done, you know, without a major financial investment, a major legislative move, and that could really make a big difference. And this involved a partnership with any number of different groups. It involved the Academy of Pediatrics, involved many of the different institutes within NIH. And what they really recommended is that sudden infant death syndrome, which is, you know, the leading cause of death among infants, could be reduced by 70% if babies were always put on their backs. And so they started the Back to Sleep campaign. I think it's now called the Safe to Sleep campaign. But that was something really happened in the final months of the Clinton administration.
I think every hospital now has a sign in every room in their maternity wards with that very information.
That's exactly right. So you have an example of something small that was done that's really made a big difference. And it had two characteristics that I think are really important to keep in mind. First, something that can make a difference that's focused, but also something that doesn't require a huge, you know, legislative hurdle or financial hurdle or something like that. Similarly, in the Bush administration, you saw Steve Preston, who was the appointed Secretary of Department of Housing and Urban Development. And what he really focused on in the last 8 months of President George Bush's term was focusing on major initiatives to have operational improvements that would have lasting changes at HUD. And so he developed some clear dashboards and clear metrics to make sure that there were clear milestones for the things he was trying to achieve. He also really focused on, we interviewed him recently, focused on extensive communication. You know, one of the things that is really important is career executives become more important than ever in these final months of an administration because they are going to be the ones to really keep the trains running, keep things moving. And so communication of anything that's trying to happen is really essential in these final months.
I would say that if you are in the career federal civil service and you've got a great idea or something you have cherished doing, but maybe in the first 3 or 8 years, whatever it is, of an administration, they've been so focused on things that do require that big political maneuvering and legislation and so forth, maybe now's the time to say, hey, here's something that I would like to get done, but put it in terms of it can be your crowning achievement before you leave Mr. Political or Ms. Political. And yet, as long as you don't mind letting them get the credit, you get what you want it done.
That's exactly right. I would even take it a step further because many of those really outstanding senior executives are going to be in a position where they're in acting roles in these next couple months. You know, we're going to see people leaving the political appointee positions. And frankly, those positions are not going to be filled. And so what's going to happen is outstanding senior executives are going to be, you know, acting in those roles. And the incoming president will have to fill 4,000 positions. More than 1,000 of them are going to require Senate confirmation. So you do have a period of time where you're going to have, you know, these acting leaders from the career ranks. And this is really, really an opportunity. One of the things that Gail Lovelace, who was the former chief people officer at the GSA, and she was the director for the 2008-2009 presidential transition has said is you don't need to just keep the trains running during that time, that it's really time to help your agency flourish. You know, as individuals have been in their agencies for a long time, they've seen what needs to happen. They don't need to be the leader who just holds the hill. They can be the leader that takes the hill and really implements some of those big things that needs to happen.
We're speaking with Mallory Barg Bowman, Director of Research at the Partnership for Public Service. So if you've got an idea or you've got a couple of ideas, what's the best way to prepare them and to get them implemented in that time remaining using the politicals that you need, but also whatever other resources might be required?
Sure. I'd recommend to start small, to figure out what the real goal is what needs to happen and the how. How is that going to happen? And then starting to figure out what's getting in the way. Is it something that you could, frankly, implement within your scope of responsibility? Is it something you need to collaborate with others outside of your office or outside of your agency in order to implement? But really starting to lay the foundation for change. The other thing is to, you know, to set your sights in a realistic place. This isn't the time to take on the huge, you know, highly controversial issue. This is probably a time for more of the quick wins, for the administrative changes, and really making our agencies operate a little bit better.
And what about the rulemaking that might be required? Is that something you probably should try to avoid now, too, I would think?
I think it depends, but I think in general, yes.
And sometimes we take those outgoing political people for granted, but somewhere, even if they were purely political and came in just for political purposes, they do get enamored of the agencies often, and they might want to leave a mark. And so what can they do to make sure that they have a positive impression left behind when they go possibly forever?
Sure. So we had convened last year a group of former chief operating officers, which are largely the deputy secretaries and agencies. Most of these folks are political appointees. And one of the quotes that stands out in my mind on that is that the continuity doesn't come from your ability to live beyond your 8 years. You know, there is a term limit there. But what it comes from is the strength of the relationship built between the political and the senior executive, who is going to be the real leader during this time of a transition. So what really needs to happen with those folks before they leave office is building a relationship with the SES Corps, helping to communicate, helping to understand what their priorities are. And that lasting legacy is really going to be fulfilled by the career executives, who are really able to carry any initiatives over the hump.
I guess we should also say that some people that leave at a deputy secretary level may come back in 4 years or 8 years as a secretary. We've seen that a lot in Washington.
That's exactly right.
And
that's
so
exactly right.
Often some of the same career people might be there, and the way you left could help the acceptance you get when you come back.
That's exactly right. This is a small town, and goodbye is rarely ever for forever. So, you know, you see that a lot.
Mallory Barg-Bowman is Director of Research at the Partnership for Public Service. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Tom.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.